Success would require for Germany the agricultural and economic resources needed to secure immunity from Allied blockade and lay the foundations of the Thousand-Year Reich. Simultaneously, it would destroy Hitler's ideological foe, the Communist Soviet Union, a state he believed to have been infiltrated by and under the control of the Jews. Furthermore, the destruction of the Soviet Union would, in Hitler's eyes, induce the unreasonably belligerent Churchill to make peace by acknowledging German control of Europe. In Operation Barbarossa, the German army would fight with remarkable skill, but nevertheless they would fail to defeat the Soviet Union in one campaign, as Hitler had intended. Why did what succeeded so dramatically between September 1939 and November 1941 fail to secure complete victory by the end of 1941 and promise so much, but deliver so little, in 1942? Ironically, many of the reasons for the German failure on the Eastern Front, so emphatically confirmed at Stalingrad, lay in the nature of the German army's approach to warfare and their fighting methods, commonly known as Blitzkrieg. The German army's understanding of strategy was rooted in the 19th-century concept of the Vernichtungsschlacht, strategic military victory in one single campaign. In accordance with this idea, it believed that destruction of the enemy army through tactical excellence in fighting would bring about such strategic military victory in one single campaign and thus automatically achieve the political objectives of the war. The German army of the 1920s and 32nds drew many lessons from World War I, but refused to believe that the famous Schlieffen Plan of 1914, perhaps the ultimate expression of the Vernichtungsschlacht, failed not because of tactical flaws in its execution by field commanders, but because it was unworkable unless the French and British adopted a suicidal strategic and tactical approach. At first sight, Germany's remarkable victory in France between the 10th of May and the 22nd of June 1940 would appear to justify the idea of the Vernichtungsschlacht. In terms of manpower, armor, and air power, the two sides were approximately equal, yet in those 6 weeks, Germany achieved what she had failed to do in 4 years between 1914 and 1918. Naturally, after June 1940, senior German officers concluded that Vernichtungsschlacht during the modern industrialized era could be achieved through tactical excellence. However, the Wehrmacht's victory in France came about because the inferior French and British forces were unable to fight Germany's war of maneuver, and it did not really provide a sufficiently stern test of German fighting prowess to validate the Vernichtungsschlacht concept. The German belief, consciously or unconsciously, that it did helps to explain the failure of Barbarossa in 1941 and Operation Blau in 1942. German fighting methods in World War II have become known as Blitzkrieg and are widely regarded as having constituted a revolutionary advance in the art of war. Yet, in